People you know. Opinions that matter. News you can trust. You're listening to The Best at Breakfast. And now, Mark Levy comments.
Well, another day, another Aussie manufacturer bites the dust, and this time it's Qenos, Australia's biggest plastics and chemicals maker that operates out of Port Botany in Sydney and Altona in Melbourne. It's being reported that the Chinese owner of Qenos has struck a deal to sell the plastics and chemicals maker to property developers. The sale will see the loss of 700 high-paying blue-collar manufacturing jobs, and who can blame Qenos's Chinese owners for tapping out? The plastics and chemicals manufacturer is losing millions and millions of dollars every year. In 2022, Qenos booked an $80 million loss. In 2021, it made a $320 million loss after it shut several of its Victorian manufacturing lines. And who do they blame and what do they blame? Well, you guessed it, high gas and energy prices. I know I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but it's the same every time. By the way, the deal to sell off the manufacturing facility to property developers shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. In February, it was reported that Qenos was drawing up plans to shut its operations by the end of the year. Its Botany site has already been closed for over a year, but still nothing was done by the government to keep the site open. So that's that. We'll now be importing practically all our plastics and chemicals, and Qenos's owners will cash in by selling off their facility to property developers who will bulldoze the factory. But do you know what the most ironic part about all of this is? The flow-on effects from the closure of Qenos could ruin state and federal government plans to lift the rate of plastic recycling in Australia. Right now, the federal government's National Plastics Plan is targeting 70% recycling rates by 2025. Well, they can forget about it if Qenos shuts. In 2022, Qenos launched a feasibility study with Cleanaway to break down up to 100,000 tonnes a year of packaging into its chemical components and then back to a resin for future use. 100,000 tonnes is the same weight as two Sydney Harbour bridges. That's a lot of recycled plastic. But because it looks like Qenos is shutting down, well, we can forget about it. That 100,000 tonnes of plastic will now end up in landfill. Recycling industry expert Helen Milliser agrees. She says the closure of Qenos will have a catastrophic impact on plans to improve recycling rates. She says the loss of the Qenos production plants in Sydney and Melbourne will make it almost impossible to establish an end-to-end recycling industry for plastics. So there you have it. Gas prices are too high in this country because the Victorian and New South Wales state governments won't allow the development of new gas fields. Energy prices are too high because renewables and ageing coal plants are driving up the price of electricity. And as a result, our biggest plastic manufacturer is shutting down. And this means it will be impossible to increase our plastic recycling rate. But we've got to be honest about this. It's not just the greenies that are behind high gas prices, it's also the gas companies. Right now, Australia produces more than six times the amount of gas needed to supply our manufacturing industry, power stations and homes. But more than 80% of Australia's gas is exported or used to convert to LNG exports. Why? Well, exporting gas at international prices is more profitable than providing affordable gas to Aussie households and businesses. As a result, big gas has been making billions of dollars. And cop this, because the gas supply is so tight in the domestic market, it's common to find that Aussie gas is cheaper in China. Yes, China. Than it is here at home. Not a joke. This has been years in the making. It's time for the government, federally, to do something about it, but that means standing up to the big boys. I'm not sure if they've got the guts to do it.